It's not about just the Muslim community, but the entire community. We're all in it together.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in South Africa discussing plans to address food insecurity.
We also want to strengthen the local agricultural capacity, local resilience, so that more people have access to affordable, nutritious food over the long term, not just in response to an emergency.
He says $5.5 billion has been distributed in food aid since the beginning of the Russian invasion. Secretary of State Blinken adding that Ukraine is able to finally export grain after being blocked by Russia for months. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit...
Well, the same weather pattern will get some increased moisture and instability to produce even a better chance of thunderstorms Tuesday and especially Wednesday. And each day, any of those storms could produce rainfall up to 2 inches. Morning lows tomorrow starting off in the 70s to high to the upper 80s with rounds of thunderstorms and showers. 70-80% for Wednesday and Thursday afternoons. Efficient rainfall. The threat again will continue to be for local street flood issues with high temperatures into the upper 80s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Gemstones, minerals, fossils, fine jewelry, hourly door prices, a two-day auction, and more. Win a beautiful amethyst cathedral. Drawing tickets, $1 a ticket or $6 for $5. At Baton Rouge's annual Gem and Mineral Show, August 13th and 14th, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m., the Bar Dixon Expo Center, Gonzales. Admission $5, kids 5 to 12, $3. Military personnel free with ID. $1 off scalps and uniform. More info at brgemandmineral.org.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Okay, Phil, start the prayer and pledge.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from those who serve Satan. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
All right.
I pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, with liberty, freedom for all. Amen.
Thank you, Phil, Patriot. Good evening, my fellow ultra mega deplorable dregs of society, a.k.a. God-loving patriots and tax generators. Welcome to another edition of Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. This is the Flaming Conservative, and tonight I have a special co-host with me, former conservative counsel for New Orleans City Council, the Honorable Vince Milligan.
Thanks for having me on the show, John. I'm so excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about things. I hope we're going to talk about what's going on in the city. We have a lot of things we need to discuss and some things that need to be worked on and changed, and we have some people that we need to start holding accountable in this city.
I totally agree with you on that. Remember, Leilani won, LaToya stole it.
I feel that.
Wouldn't you agree, Phil?
Oh, yes, I do. Definitely, they're using these demonic dominion machines to flip the vote. You know, say Donald Trump got 70 out of 100 votes and Biden got 30 out of 100 votes when that happened. They flipped it over. They flipped it over in the middle of the night when most people went to sleep. It was all a planned scam, gimmick. It was all part of an attack on the United States of America. If you destroy the integrity of the vote, then you're not free anymore. So we have to restore the integrity of the vote at all costs. I'm talking about tracking them down, the 2,000 mules, everything else. As a matter of fact, there's a scandal going on right now. The FBI is raiding Donald Trump's house in Mar-a-Lago right now because they
what?
Got
a, yes, I just read that.
Yeah, they will not stop at anything. Yeah, I'm telling you, the FBI stands for Fascist Bureau of Invaders. The CIA is the Communist Infiltration Agency.
Should be Fascist Bastards of Idiots.
They are. And IRS is the IRSS. They just recently bought more guns than ever bought before, and guns and equipment armed like you wouldn't believe. These people are all Nazi SS, but all under three different letters or four different letters. Every single one of them is a Nazi genocidist. Let me tell you what, they're working together with Auschwitz, Ashna Hospital. That's right. They're working with Ashna Auschwitz Hospital. They injected their own people. They said they had 19 doctors die.
Did you hear that, Vince? The Senate passed whatever they call the bill, they're going to hire over
87,000 new IRS agents.
Yes.
That's not to help Americans. That's not to help the people, the normal Americans. That's not to help get taxes from the rich. That's an assault on everyday Americans. That's what that is.
That's why I'll tell you what, Americans, they're going to stick to their Second Amendment sooner or later. People, we're going to have enough, and we're going to fight back. There's not enough prison cells to hold everybody in. What are they going to do, pack us in like sardines or something, like they do the J6 Patriots?
That's exactly what they want to do. They want to turn them back into a big cage with all of these lies, these scams, the scandemic, the vaccination, the mask, the six-foot distancing, the IRSS, the FBI, the CIA, you name it. The WHO, all these different organizations, they're all one Nazi organization. They're royal families and a Nazi organization, and they are the New World Order, and they're trying to take our country away from us. That's why they're raiding Donald Trump's house in Mar-a-Lago, and they don't want to fabricate more stuff. All they have is lies, slander, and fabrication. Wake up, America. Amen.
Amen.
These new tax laws are going towards the people who make $75,000 to $200,000. That's an assault on the middle class. They're trying to get rid of the middle class and just keep the poor and the rich. They're trying to make this a new caste system where the rich are going to control the poor.
Yeah, tell me about it. The elitist.
The elitist. That's what it is.
Like the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, the Clintons and the Obamas.
The Bidens.
Lord have mercy.
It's disgusting.
Tell me about it. Oh, before we get started, one of my callers this morning announced on Jeff's show that his wife passed away. Zach from Pearl River. We're going to keep Zach and his family in our prayers. Okay.
Yes, sir, we need to keep Zach in our prayers. My wife recently passed away last year, so I know exactly what he's going through. And it's a horrible thing to lose somebody suddenly, and I've lost several people in my family in the last 7 or 8 months.
I think
it's
Vince. Horrible.
We need to protect each other as much as possible. Love God, love family, love your community. Wake up.
Amen. Okay, I think Vince got some ideas he brought with him.
Well, look. This is some things that's been going on in this city, and this is a top of my list that people don't know what's going on. Look, LaToya's been getting away with a little too much. First of all, I don't know if people know when she was appointed to the Global Mayor's Committee, what exactly that means, that she became a global elitist. So all of a sudden, when she took this trip to Switzerland, she paid for a ticket out of taxpayers' money, one ticket for her that cost $10,000. First of all, one plane ticket. That wasn't her hotel. That wasn't her food or anything. And she brought five other people with her. So they haven't even come down and given us the cost of her food in her hotel or anything else or the rest of the cost of that trip. But on top of it, she's the president of the Sewer and Water Board. This is something that the news hasn't been able to get to because the director of the Sewer and Water Board won't release records, which is illegal. So I know that WWL is suing the Sewer and Water Board. LaToya directed the director of the Sewer and Water Board to go into every HOA in the New Orleans area that has auto pay and drain their accounts. And I know this because my ex has a condo, and they drained their condo account for $10,000. And so when we were going to go and have a meeting with the Sewer and Water Board at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I looked over 3 years of past auto drafts, it was all pretty even. Then all of a sudden in February, $10,000 was taken out of that account, drained it.
Whew.
Yes. And then the next morning when we were supposed to have the meeting, they canceled it. Then we got a lawyer, and the lawyer is pro bono. He has seven other cases, and he said that so many lawyers are getting on this because she's drained all the other HOAs across the New Orleans area to the tune of $27 million. So she's trying to stall the Sewer and Water Board for releasing records to try to stall this from getting out. So that right there is one of the things that she's doing, stealing money. That's illegal. And then on top of it, you know, Jason Williams is trying to throw off everybody because he won his fraud case, but his partner didn't win his fraud, She got four accounts against her. So big deal that he won his fraud case. But you know what? Murder is up 45% this year over last year. And you know why? Because 880 criminals were released last year because he was busy filtering through split jury cases. Was he elected to filter through split jury cases? No, he wasn't. He was elected to be the prosecutor of New Orleans. He wasn't elected to filter through split jury cases.
Okay.
And allow 880 criminals.
We got 20 seconds left. Got to go to a break.
So that's what I have to say now.
Okay. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO, where winning gets so outstanding. Be right back. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornax, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
fancy poached egg dishes. Most of the egg creations on Brennan's menu were French classics revived by Chef Paul Blanger, the original chef there. It shortly became clear that the ones people liked most were poached eggs, which few restaurants offered in the 40s. Set atop some flavorful food like ham, crab meat, cream spinach, and covered with hollandaise. From that came the endless variations we find today in any restaurant that serves Sunday brunch. The restaurants love such dishes. Few menu items carry as low a food cost percentage as do eggs.
Join us for the Food Show every weekday right here on WGSO, 2 to 4. See you then.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Thank you, Freddie. LaToya Destroyer's Death on Two Legs. Remember Queen? The original Queen, Freddie Mercury?
Yeah.
I think he wrote that song, Death on Two Legs, for people like LaToya the Destroyer and Joe Pooper Drawers Biden. I can be a little funny, too.
Don't let that
guy go swim in your pool. Don't let Joe Biden swim in your pool. You're going to find a bunch of dirty Depends in there.
Right. I don't want him around my kids. Okay. You ready to take a call, Vince?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to Matthew from the Bissonnet Projects.
Good evening, fellow terrorists.
Good evening,
and
my fellow.
How are we all doing this night? It is now pretty apparent that our government has declared war on us. And they're hiring 70,000+ gun carriers to make sure that they squeeze every dime out of us before they shoot us.
Well, you know what?
If we give in to them,
it's our own damn fault.
They've been declaring war on us when they were giving away all of this aid to all the other countries and giving us a little $3,000 worth of checks during COVID lockdown.
Yeah, they were just mooning us at that point. The fact of the matter is you had said something to the effect that they can't jail all of us. Well, you don't have to jail dead people. I mean, this is a point I've made over and over again, and I know it makes Michelle Hurstis and Mimi uncomfortable, but the Second Amendment wasn't designed to protect our right to own AR-15s. It was designed to protect our right to own every damn tool that the U.S. military has. And because the NFA, through a little legal chicanery in the late 30s, was declared constitutional in the Miller case, we cannot, in fact, own things that we really need to rein in a tyrannical government, you know, like F-16s.
Well, to protect ourselves against enemies, foreign and domestic.
That's right. We have a lot of domestic enemies on our side of the pond now.
Oh, we definitely do.
Yeah, they're primarily domestic enemies. I mean, you can carry on about China. Yeah, China's a problem, to be sure. It's a real problem that all of our manufacturing is over there. You know, if we happen to really get angry like with them, are we going to say hostilities will begin as soon as you deliver the last batch of BVDs for our military?
I think Joe Biden needs some DVDs more than the military does.
Well, no, that depends. Get it?
I get it.
But the thing is, I just am stunned by all these people who keep insisting. It's like Pawn Hannity keeps insisting that 99% of the people in the FBI are good people, or 99% of the people in the military are good people. Like, no, they are not.
Sean Hannity, I'm getting so tired of hearing him whine. Breaking news. And I think Laura Ingram's starting to have rhino traits, too.
Well, the problem is that they don't want to give up on the institutions of the country, which actually shouldn't be there. There's finally where in the Constitution the FBI is authorized. For that matter, finally anywhere in the Constitution the EPA is authorized.
That's why Trump was completely against EPA. It's destroying our
country.
EPA is an enemy to my industry, the automotive industry. When I first started in 1984, we used to do free on recharge all day long for $19.95 plus the cost of the free on. Like, it costs us a dollar can. We used to sell it for a dollar. It costs us 25 cents a can, and we sold it for $1.25 a can. And people have you can't even buy a can for $20 today.
Now you got to use R134A.
And now it's 1234Y. It got another one out.
Right. And you know, it works okay. But it really wasn't necessary to change, and not to mention all the home air conditioners that now have been refitted, and the condensers for all of those things are much bigger than they were before.
And the diesel-powered vehicles now got to have DEF, which is another expense. Number two, those things crap out. Your whole truck craps out. But there's ways of fixing that. When the warranty goes out, I can't say it over the air.
No, don't say it over the air because, after all, they're throwing around FBI task forces around like crazy. So don't be confessing to anything.
What I paid for flatbed wrecker 10 years ago, $60,000 for fully loaded. Now it's $160,000. And get no more.
Oh, yeah,
what it is you're paying for the DEF system, you're paying for this and that, you're paying for the globalist BS.
You're also paying for endless money printing.
Thank you.
As the printing press goes, brrr.
What's your take on that, Vince?
Well, that's where all of our inflation came from.
Thank you.
All of those stimulus. Well,
a good deal of it did, yeah. A high percentage of it did. I'd say like about 95% of it. The rest of it is just...
What is it that more money has been printed in the last 2 years than the whole history of the cash in America?
Yes.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised.
When they were giving all these stimulus checks out to us, I knew right there. I mean, everybody's, oh, man. We're going to vote for Biden.
It wasn't even the stimulus checks. It was that $600 a week unemployment added on to unemployment. Whoever got that, at least two-thirds of the people getting $600 extra a week onto their unemployment never even made that much money. I can't even tell you all the people I saw on Instagram and Facebook going and buying oysters and lobster and stuff and posting on their Facebook because they never even had that before. They never had that kind of money having, what was it, like 24 extra $100 a month? Sometimes.
Next thing you're going to be telling me, Vincent, is that humans don't have a moral instinct and that they will automatically, they won't automatically do the right thing. and that they have to be trained to be moral.
I agree with that.
There's no such thing as morals anymore.
No. Okay.
There's no such thing as morals
anymore. No such thing as morals.
People are taught to be narcissistic. They're not taught to have morals anymore.
Okay.
Well, people are... look, if y'all can just...
We have to go to a break now. Matthew, thank you for your call. Call back next week. Nathaniel, we'll get you the next segment. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO. Stand by for news from the Louisiana Radio Network. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage.
contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A North Louisiana appeals court rules Shreveport Mayor Adrian Perkins is still disqualified from running for re-election. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals heard arguments last Friday and released its decision this afternoon. Perkins used an incorrect address when filing qualifying papers, an infraction of state election law. He says he'll appeal it to the state Supreme Court. To help the ongoing nursing shortage, the LSU Health New Orleans School of Nursing is expanding to North Louisiana.
We have a partnership going with LSU Health Science Center in Shreveport. That's going to be the off-campus instructional site for our School of Nursing.
Assistant professor of nursing off-campus, Linda Lede, says they'll accept 20 students in the spring and then another 20 in fall of 2023. Students will graduate in 2 years and receive in-person instruction in Shreveport and virtual from New Orleans.
We're going to have more opportunities for individuals who want to be a nurse.
I'm Brooke Thorrington.
This is news from LRN.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Ag Magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Rag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now. Online at TigerRag.com.
Have damaged by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Holy and Patriotic Jim Alive. Talk lines 504-556-9696. And we have a caller. We go to Nathaniel Jones. Good afternoon. Good evening, Mr. Jones.
Good evening, good people. How's everybody doing?
Great.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, what's going on, Benson?
Chilling. Enjoying the show.
Yes. Just before I called, I heard about the Trump home raid. I was like, oh, my goodness, what's going on? And I'm thinking, is this some deep state trying to get to Trump to prevent him from having a chance in 2024, or is it something else?
This administration will stop at nothing to try to control midterms and keep power. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I believe so.
And they are trying to continue to hold power and continue to screw this country the way that they have done the first 2 years.
Yeah, the Democrats have really dug themselves a hole, because you think about the Roe v. Wade last month, you know, the Republicans were like, oh, so you want to bring COVID restrictions? Okay, I got something for you. Let's go ahead and reverse this. Mm-hmm. So I think it's resentment, you know. But the country is definitely going off to the wrong course, and I hope we could get back on track before it gets worse.
Well, I mean, let's look at it. Everything that they predicted that Trump was going to do, they have done. And we are on the verge of World War III. I mean, look at this. I haven't even talked about this, but let's look at this, okay? Israel. Every time that Biden gives Palestine money, which he just gave them over $100 million like 2 weeks ago in July, but every right. single time he gives them money under the hospice of hospital or humanitarian money, they start bombing Israel. And now they've sent hundreds of missiles over to Israel, and Israel has the Iron Dome. But now Israel's bombed them and killed a couple of the generals in or whatever they call them in the military of Hamas. And now they're trying to cry and say Israel started bombing them. No, Palestine started bombing Israel, and it's Joe Biden's fault. Joe Biden has given them over $500 million. Why right. are we using that $500 million here in America? Why are we giving Palestine money? Why are we giving all of these countries money to start these wars? These wars were not going on when Trump was in office. All of the things, this inflation, the gas prices, all of the things that they said were going to be happening while Trump was in office, the instability of the stock market and everything, none of that was going on when Trump was in office. Now that the Democrats have taken over, all of that instability, our economy, everything, they are ruining. And they're still trying to blame it on Trump. Trump's not around. Why is it happening?
The price of food is quadrupled.
My grocery bill, now that I'm single, has gone up $60 to $75 to $80 a week.
And speaking of groceries, I don't think the store workers are changing prices in time for. To update the prices, because you may go to the register and like, oh, this was a dollar, you know.
Or, oh, yeah. No.
It's a different
right.
price. So
it's a different price. It's higher when you get to the register. Right.
That's correct.
Right. And on top of it, then let's talk about the electricity bill, you know.
Oh. I think I know Americans are resilient and they can hunker down and, you know, cut back on this here and in this area. You know, I think we're going to have to learn how to use maybe a little bit less energy, you know, because of the current situation. And hopefully when the economy turns around, you know, we can get back to going up to that, you know, the positive trajectory economically. But, you know, and even here in New Orleans, you know, the city is giving assistance, but how long is that going to hold up?
Bring back energy independence. That's right. Bring back energy independence at all costs. There's people out there that's looking at paying their electric or paying their rent.
There was a rally at Harry Lee Circle in late March, early April, an energy rally.
Yeah. Yeah, we should have energy independence. And you know what? New Orleans shouldn't be dependent on one energy company. We should not be having that kind of a situation where we are dependent on Entergy, because Entergy is screwing us over left and right.
It's a monopoly.
Yeah, we should not have a monopoly. Monopolies are illegal. Why do we have a monopoly? And Entergy especially, because Entergy is sending every cost to us. And now, allegedly, they buy their energy 2 years in advance, and now all of a sudden they're saying that the energy, that the gas that they're buying, the plant is closed down, and now all of a sudden, if they buy it 2 years ahead of time, what's that got to do with us now?
Well, you go
across the lake, like Livingston, Tangipahoa, and St. Tammany Parish. You got three power companies you can choose from, and their light bills are drastically cheaper than ours.
Absolutely,
St. John Parish, they rip you off too.
Yeah, if you go to Slidell, they have two different power companies. I think New Orleans could follow that same route, because when I ran for mayor, that was one of my objectives, was to find a secondary power company to alleviate the monopoly that Entergy has.
And there's other ways. When I was running for city council, I was talking about the river turbines, because our drainage system and our turbines and everything now is based on 100 plus years ago on Highlands, and now they have river turbines, and we could have river turbines because we have the mighty Mississippi River. We could have river turbines and be writing checks to all the people that live here that after the investment was paid for by the taxpayers here, and writing a check to every person that lives in New Orleans right now after that was paid for, instead of people writing a check to Entergy.
No. Wrong. You got to pay LaToya's taxes first.
Well, that's another problem. You know, why do Americans have to be resilient while every politician gets richer in Congress and in this city, and everybody else in the city and everybody else in America is getting poorer and paying higher taxes, higher electricity bills, higher grocery bills? Why is that? Why are we the ones paying for every politician to get richer? That's disgusting. Uh-huh. It needs to stop. That's not what America is based on, and that's not what the city is based on. And I want to start a coalition. Take back our city, NOLA, a nonprofit coalition to
count
start making people accountable, these city officials accountable here in New Orleans for not doing their job. Jason Williams not doing their job. LaToya not doing their job. The LaToya is screwing us over with her $10,000 plane ticket. And she has seven emergency orders, one of them including the Hard Rock Hotel collapse, still open. These executive orders give her too much power to continue moving money around and doing what she wants with the money. The city council should be on top of her having these closed, and I'm going to make sure that she starts.
Hey. Yes, and I agree with that, because here's a solution to that, Benton. I think for the next mayor election, and this also talks about a third party in the U.S. coming up. I think they call it the Forward Party.
Yeah, the Forward Party.
The thing we got to do as New Orleanians is, because whenever a person qualifies, they can either pay the fee, or they can get signatures to get over that hump.
1,000 signatures.
I believe the next mayor candidate is going to have to find 20,000 signatures, send it to the courthouse on Tulane and Broad, get it validated. That way the people in there can say, oh, we got 20,000 people following this one person. Because you never know with the Dominion machines and the corruption.
Nathaniel, okay. When I had Leilani Hano as a guest on my show, she said if she'd have got elected, she'd have turned over control of the NOPD to the superintendent, not controlling the mayor's office like it is with LaToya the Destroyer.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
And we need to get rid of that consent decree.
Yeah, I mean, whatever works best for the city, as many ways you can approach that, as long as you have the superintendent, you know, doing their job. You know, if they can do their job and get these numbers down and response time, you know, much faster than
we need a chief of police that's elected. We don't need a superintendent.
Thank you, Vince.
Who heard of a superintendent? I never even heard of that before. We need a chief of police that's elected.
Correct.
We don't need a mayor's lapdog.
Correct. Well, I mean, I think those two used to have a romantic thing going on.
Oh, really? Well, that's not a surprise.
Right.
Hey, I remember for Governor John Bell Taco Bell Edwards victory party. Eddie Risponi was saying, Louisiana's Trump country. And LaToya came on TV and said, let me tell you something, Mr. Risponi. Louisiana might be Trump country, but in New Orleans is Obama country. And then she shouted, Obama, 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 Obama.
Well, that's all fine and good, you know, but LaToya needs to stop being so divisive with her racism because, you know.
Oh, tell me about it.
Just because New Orleans is a majority of black citizens doesn't mean that we're all black and we're not all racist, because the white people here are not racist. We're all a diversity of people, and we all live here well together until she comes here and stir the pot. She's not even from New Orleans.
Thank you.
She's from Compton.
Okay. Nat, okay, we gotta go to a break.
Thanks, Nate. Good talking to you.
All right.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone, or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as a child. When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to...
Is Linda a part of RSCC?
Welcome back to Holy and Patriotic Jamalaya. This is the Flaming Conservative with my special co-host tonight, the Honorable Vince Milliken, and as always, Phil the Patriot.
Hey, I have a question for both of you. Listen, I don't know if you heard about it, but I heard some distressing news early this morning. They had it on TV and they had it on radio. I heard that two firemen were fighting a fire that was started by a China lithium battery. It killed both of them. Wow. Could y'all please Google that? Because I don't even know where it happened, but I know I heard it twice. And I was thinking, what a terrible tragedy. China is bringing over here these low-yield, you know, nuclear time bombs in our country, and they're getting away with it. Because this is not the only fire. These batteries are getting on fire all the time. And I mean, and it killed two firemen this morning. Please expose that report as soon as possible. Please wake up, America. Please wake up. This is not, you know, okay. This wasn't a flaw design. This is a planned attack on all the other stuff they're doing to us. Wake up, please.
We have a call on the line. Jambalaya, rock and roll publicity director, West Bank Mark's on the phone. Good evening, West Bank Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right.
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, it was good seeing you, John, the other night at that rock concert, at the Sledgehammer concert. That was fun.
Oh, yes.
And it's always got bought you a couple drinks. Of course, non-alcoholic. Got to keep it kosher.
Amen.
And, everybody was safe and healthy to drive home. I know you're getting in good shape. You're almost like becoming like a, like Lou Ferrigno sort of, you know what I'm saying? Kind of getting built and getting your body in shape. You're going to weigh in and pray in, and I'm proud of you, man. You're doing better than me. My daughter just had her birthday today, and we just ate some cake.
Happy birthday.
Well, yep, my kids, they take all my money. But I wanted to say, wait, is your guest there?
Yeah. Vince, say yes. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, it's Vincent. How you doing?
Hey, come how's on. It going? Look, listen. How's it going, Phil? Great. Look, you've heard me say it before. They're going to bring this. You're talking about China, Phil. And, you know, the social credit system that's in place in China now, where you have a point, you know, you get points. And if you do certain things, like you post the wrong thing on social media or you drink in public or anything, there's like a lack of freedom, right? And you lose points in this social credit system. And an important part of that is all the technology that they're going to put around, like they have in China now with all the cameras, all the facial recognition cameras. Well, if you notice what LaToya Cantrell said last week in her press conference, she said, I'm going to give the technology to the NOPD to implement what we need to do. And I know she's basically a buffoon. She's basically like a puppet, a talking head. It's like wrestling. She's like the good cop, bad cop. She's the, you know, the one we boo when they come out from behind the screen. But she's working for the Aspen Institute, and their main job, besides clearing people out and relocating people so that they can grab up the real estate dirt cheap, is to implement, John and Phil and the guests, implement this facial recognition camera technology. And this is the kicker. The facial recognition cameras are not for, per se, to target the crime, like they're telling us. They're telling us we need to put these cameras up and the drone technology, and we need to bring the AI technology and the predictive programming technology, predictive crime technology, the facial recognition technology, so that we can catch these, 16-year-old kids who don't have dads who are breaking windows at 3 in the morning in Lakeview. No. Now, they're telling us that's what they're going to do, but the reality is the grid is going to be implemented through fear from the crime they let run out of control.
Well, yeah, that's what they're already doing. They're putting them on Canal Street. They put it right there on top of CVS.
Yeah, and listen, that's the thing. This massive surveillance grid is for us.
Well, guess where those cameras are already going? They're going to the Homeland Security head office.
Exactly. And that's what people need to understand, that – you know,
well, I already know that. They're going to the Homeland Security head office here, and they've been going there.
Exactly.
They have a whole room. They have a whole room full of it.
Exactly. And they're going to be deeming everyone a domestic terrorist, an insurgent,
planning all of that. And you know what? They're getting ready for all that. And, you know, the whole social system is, the U.S. Federal Reserve is planning on doing cryptocurrency, but it's not going to be a cryptocurrency. It's a digital currency. And they're going to have all of the digital currency is going to be implemented in a way that every American is going to end up using it at some point, and it's going to be plotted and planned that they're going to know every single thing that we do, every place that you spend it, and they're going to have complete control over every American and everything that you spend. You're not going to be able to hide your cash under the mattress anymore. You're not going to hide anything.
I agree.
And then if you don't, if you do something or that they don't like or whatever, they can just wipe out your money and wipe out your house, wipe out your car, wipe out everything.
Yeah, and if it's a cashless society, go ahead.
They're trying to turn us into the Matrix movie. I'm telling you, they're trying to force us into the Matrix movie.
You're already in it. You're already in it, and you just don't know.
Yeah, Hollywood. Hollywood, Phil. Hollywood is where they reveal the methods for the Freemasons. I mean, they allow the predictive programming of the movies and the Simpsons shows to let you know what they're going to do to us because they figure we're too stupid to put two and two together.
There's a clip going around online that already described in X-Files what they did with COVID. And that was over a decade ago.
Yeah, you and me are on the same page, bro. I respect that. So, and I know Phil knows what's going on, and John does too. But again, don't take the blue pill on this. I hear a lot of conservatives say, "Yeah, we need the facial recognition cameras. We need cameras and drones in the sky over Bourbon Street. We need all
we
that.
We need police
because that's gonna." Yeah, they think that's gonna crack down on this the kids breaking windows. Guess what? It's a long-term surveillance plan for the rest of us.
We need police, and we have kids with no helmets and dirt bikes with no exhaust and everything. They keep on talking about being green in the city and everything, and they're running up and down the streets of Canal all day and all night in between cars, causing car accidents and everything else. And there's 15 to 30 of them every single day for 10 to 15 hours until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, no helmets, nothing, causing accidents. They have guns on them and everything, and they're creating havoc all within the blocks off of Canal and everything. They're gangs, and they're sitting there, and they're just doing whatever they want to do. And Sean Ferguson had the audacity when they were climbing on top of the police cars to say, "How dare you come into our city and cause this?" They're inviting it by not arresting these kids and saying they can't do anything because if they chase them, they could cause accidents. They're already causing accidents, and they caused somebody, a policeman, to lose his leg a couple of weeks ago. And they're not doing anything about it. And they're putting those cameras, saying those cameras are going to help it. They're not helping it because it hasn't stopped anything. Why aren't they doing anything?
All I do is write tickets for 1 mile over the speed limit. I got five of them I'm fighting
Well,
right now.
They don't need to be writing tickets for 1 mile over it because these kids are doing whatever they want.
That's their voters.
John, hey, John. They call it Mad Max. You're right, Phil. John, I'll see you Saturday at Lillian Axe in Mandeville. That's going to be a good rocking show. I hope you can make it Saturday night. Your guest is very informative. Phil, of course, great job. Keep up the good work. I'll talk to you guys later. Yeah, you got to rebuke these facial recognition cameras because it's all Agenda 21 surveillance day for you and me. It's not going to crack down on any fatherless kids breaking windows, that's for sure.
You got that right.
Well, what they need to crack down on is these little kids in the French Quarter banging on drums, and they're there at 7 o'clock in the morning until midnight and 1 o'clock in the morning, and those kids are little demons. They're like 3, 4, 5 in using the F word and everything, and they're sitting there looking like little innocent kids to go get money and everything, and that's slave labor. They want to talk about oppression. These parents are oppressing these kids, and they're growing up to be little criminals. They're already little criminals.
Yeah, we got 20 seconds left. Unfortunately, the end of the show is here. But next week, tune in. Same bat time, same bat channel. You'll listen to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya, the Flaming Conservative. Come get you some. Good night, Patriots.
River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents, plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Have damage by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.